This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
They need to make up their mind. But of course, it is rivalry weekend. In the big game here in the Palmetto State, Clemson, South Carolina. South Carolina going to a bowl game year one under Shane Beamer. He's going to be SEC Coach of the Year. If he's not, I'm calling shenanigans on that award.
Okay. All right. I'll write that down.
You write that down.
Got it.
But it's good to see this rivalry resume.
Yeah.
Because it's you know, it was a century before this got interrupted, and then COVID. It took COVID to interrupt this.
Right.
So,
huge.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, and I bet the guy on the other line is excited for it. Joining us now to say Tama Hotline, he played 15 years in the NFL, going 5 Pro Bowls, named All-Pro 3 times. That's the big one. But all of that came after a stellar career with the Gamecocks, saw him named All-SEC 3 times. John Abraham, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, John. Tell me about your Thanksgiving. Was it good, bad? What'd you do?
I didn't do too much, man. I just had a little peaceful time together with myself, actually. I just rested and got ready. Me and my daughter are actually on the road right now. I'm headed to Columbia right now. Girls play today, so I'm going to take her to the girls' game, and then I'm getting ready for the game tomorrow against Clemson.
Hey, those girls are no joke, John. And I'm going to tell you right now, we were ticked off on the show, what was it, 2 days ago, Trent?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, their game with UConn was a noon tip-off. In the middle of the week. That should have been a primetime game.
Hey, that's definitely, man. You know, they do things like that sometimes to trick us. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but, you know, our girls and Dawn Staley has really changed the whole mindset down there when it comes to those girls, man. Like, we can get that to rub off on our football team, we'll be all right.
Hey, I think you got the guy in place with Shane Beamer, because what he's done this year looks good to me, but you've been there. You've played for that team. What's your assessment of the Gamecocks 2021 and going forward?
I definitely think Shane is going to be a good fit for us. I hope that we can, which I'm trying to do now, we're trying to get more of our culture back built up. You know, having a lot of other players come around, people like me, people like Jonathan Joseph, you know, Swag, people that played in the league to come around just to give the kids some motivation. You know, I think a lot of us have, like, you know, stayed away from them, not because we wanted to, but, you know, we just didn't feel welcome. I think we're feeling a lot more welcome now. Shane's doing a great job of bringing players in just to be around college players.
Yeah, do you go in, or have you yet to go in and just address the team? Are you going to try to get in the locker room tomorrow and give them a little speech? You know, what's your involvement with the program right now, and what do you want it to be?
Well, I just recently got put into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, so that's one good thing that happened to me. So it definitely gave me more, I guess, ammunition to want to come back and want to be around the team more. But my big thing is just being around and, you know, giving any kind of helping hand I can. I think we lacked maybe some support from outside people, but I think now that, like I said, we have someone that wants to have people around that can keep the culture back up, you know, have people that from South Carolina wanting to stay in South Carolina and play for South Carolina. You know, if we can get our number one player, number two player, or at least the top 10 players from South Carolina every year, I think we'll be all right. You see how many guys we have in the NFL, and we have a lot of guys from South Carolina. You know, Clemson has been capsizing over that for the last few years, and hopefully we can turn the tables on that and get it back in our favor.
We're joined by South Carolina great John Abraham. And, John, you know, I know you've been through a lot over the past year, and I know that going to this game with your daughter is extra special. Can you kind of just walk us through what this means to you, to be going back to South Carolina, to be getting into the Hall of Fame, and to be sharing it with your daughter?
It's been a tough few years, man. You know, playing for everyone, I think. You know, just how the COVID hit and just people passing away and stuff just happening out of the blue for us. You know, it's been crazy. But for me personally, it's just something to leave a legacy for my family and friends, and mostly for my daughters, because I have 3, 20, 13, and 5. So I'm trying to do as much now as I can. I felt like, you know, the 15 years I played in the NFL, it was – monetary, it was great, but I think I missed out on so much with my girls that I'm trying to make back as much time as I can now. And I think this is something I always wanted to do and something I got to try to build on, you know, the rest of my life.
Which daughter do you have with you, 2013 or 5?
13, say.
Hi. It's going to be a big day for her, man. Now, does she have the sideline pass? Does she get to go out and hold the Shane's court or anything?
She actually got to go to the game when I went into the University of Hall of Fame. So she, this ain't her first rodeo, I guess you can say.
I love it. We're joined by South Carolina great John Abraham. John, you ready to pick some ball games?
Sure. You know, I don't know how good my picks are going to be, but I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to see what happens.
Brother, trust me, you can't do worse than I've done. Trent, you want to take the wheel?
Absolutely. We got first one, Ohio State at Michigan. Ohio State is an 8-point favorite. Over-under is 64.5. And right now, 56% of the money is favoring Ohio State. And I'm going to roll with them. I'm going to go Ohio State minus 8. And also give me the under, 64.5. John, who do you got?
I got Ohio State also. I mean, I love Michigan since I was a kid, ever since Charles Woodson. But, you know, and I like the direction they're going in now. But how Ohio State's been playing lately, I really don't think they're going to take that.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with all of y'all, man. Ohio State has just got this thing rolling. And I just think they're in Jim Harbaugh's head. They live in Jim Harbaugh's head. He can't beat Ohio State. I think Ohio State wins and they cover. But I'm not touching that over-under. 64.5 scares me.
Yeah, absolutely. Oklahoma State. Yeah. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a 4-point favorite. Over under is 50.5. Oklahoma State great covering the spread, 9-2 against the spread this season. 61% of the money is going towards Oklahoma State. Again, I'm going to ride with them. Give me Oklahoma State minus 4 and the over 50.5. Who you got, John?
I'm going to take Oklahoma on this one. I like Oklahoma State this year. I like how they've been playing, but give me Oklahoma on this, man.
Oh. Look at John Abraham right. Calling for Oklahoma. I got to ride with my man Mike Gundy.
Awesome.
Gotcha.
Awesome right there. Alabama at Auburn. Alabama, 20.5-point favorite. Over-under is 55.5. Crimson Tide are 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 meetings with Auburn. 51% of the money is on Alabama minus the 20.5. I'm going to take the over here, 55.5. John, who do you got in this one?
I'm going to take the over also, but I got to ride with Alabama. I think that's the easy win right there. I think that's the easy choice. Only thing we got to worry about is the points, but, that's Alabama all the way.
I like it. I agree with it, man. I'm going to go with Alabama to cover, and I'm going to take the over on that because I think Alabama wants to drop the bomb on Auburn. That way, if they lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game, they still might make the playoff with 2 losses.
Right, absolutely. Florida State at Florida. Florida, 2.5-point favorite. Over-under is 59. Florida is 3-8 against the spread this season. 56% of the money is going towards Florida State. I got to ride with my Gators here. Give me Florida minus 2.5, and I'll take the under 59. John, who do you got in this one?
Me and you sound the same. I'm with you, man. I'm SEC all day. The ACC, I just can't really – it's hard to go with the ACC, even though they've been doing pretty good, but I got to go with my SEC team, so I'm going to stick with Florida.
I'm going against both of y'all. Florida State's been playing pretty good ball lately. Florida, you know, Dan Mullen, clownhead, he's out of Gainesville now. They're going to get a new coach. I'm going – give me Florida State straight up.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And – I'm going to take the under.
All righty. There it is. All right. And, John, your game here, obviously, Clemson at South Carolina. Clemson, 11.5-point favorite. Over-under is 43. Clemson not good at covering the spread this season. 3-8 ATS. 51% of the money is going towards Clemson. I think I'm going to take the Gamecocks here, plus the 11.5. I think they'll keep it a little close. So I'm going to roll with the Gamecocks here. John, who do you have?
I'm with you on this. I think you already knew who I was going to go for. Let's go Cox. I'm just going to cross my fingers. Hopefully it won't be too cold out there because I should be on the sideline. So hopefully I ain't freezing my butt off. But I got the Gamecocks all the way.
All right. I'm taking the Gamecocks too. And John, I want to go on the record. Trent, back me up. Who predicted they would beat Florida?
You did.
Who
you
predicted
did.
They would beat Auburn?
You did, Scott. You've been rolling with them.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to win. But they are going to cover that 11.5 points. That's a pretty big spread.
That's what you like.
I like that 11.5, John Abraham. I like that 11.5. John, what's next for you, man? Because I got to be honest, I think you just get a little coaching, you'd be pretty good analyst.
Yeah, I think a lot of people say, I would hate to be a coach, and I cannot see myself coaching at all. But I love doing radio. I love doing things like this. Reaching out to people, but I don't got to worry about getting dressed up. I don't got to worry about putting no suit and tie on.
You ought to see me right now, John.
That's one thing I had to deal with, I'm trying to like I said before, I'm trying to spend as much time as I can with my kids. They're so spread out in age, and it's kind of hard to get with all three of them at the same time. I got one in college, one in middle school, and one just starting school. So it's kind of tough to, be around them as much as I can. So I try to keep myself flexible so I can, be there when I can.
He went to 5 Pro Bowls, 3-time All-Pro, All-ACC 3 times. He's now a Hall of Famer in the Palmetto State. John Abraham, buddy, God bless you. We appreciate you coming on. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your children.
You too, man. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it. It's the great John Abraham.